You know, a lot of times people, they believe their rights are being violated or something, and they just go ballistic and, you know, try and turn it into a scene. You didn't do that at all.
Other kids can wear American flags, pride flags. I mean, that's their freedom of speech. I was just confused why I can't wear this patch, but the other kids can wear those.
I thought it was a very respectful way in which you do it, and I wish that more people would do that, would be respectful in the way they push back. That's how we win these debates and arguments. But you were willing to go, assuming the next day they might, you thought they might even arrest you?
Yeah, but you'd be on the, like, I supported him because I knew he'd be on the right side of history. Like, even if, you know, the culture war keeps going the other way, and things just progressively get worse, I think, you know, in my heart, like, I would know that he did the right thing.
Americans are capable of achieving extraordinary things when they have the freedom and opportunity to do so. This is American Potential. And here's your host, Jeff Crank.
You know, in 1754, Benjamin Franklin printed a picture in the Pennsylvania Gazette of a rattlesnake divided into 8 parts, and underneath it said, "Join or die." Now, an image of a rattlesnake was later used on the Navy Jack flag that had 13 red and white stripes, and the words underneath, "Join or die." So when Colonel Christopher Gadsden was called back to South Carolina to prepare for a possible attack from the British, he presented the Commander-in-Chief of the American Navy a flag that was yellow and had a rattlesnake on it that was getting ready to strike, and the words underneath, "Don't tread on me." Now, the rattlesnake became the image that was used on multiple flags during the fight for our independence. Benjamin Franklin wrote in 1775 the reason why he believed the rattlesnake represented the colonies. And he said, quote, "She never begins an attack, nor, when once engaged, ever surrenders. She is therefore an emblem of magnanimity and true courage," end quote. So how did a Revolutionary War flag image with a yellow background, a rattlesnake, and 4 words turn a 12-year-old into a national news story? Now, you've probably seen this story in the news, but a charter school in my hometown of Colorado Springs, Colorado, one founded, by the way, on the principles of our Bill of Rights and Constitution. The mother of one of the students was called into the office, and one of the administrators complained that the Gadsden flag was rooted in racism and the slave trade, and that her son couldn't wear the Gadsden flag patch on his backpack. Now, fortunately, both the young man and his mother were well-versed on their rights under the First Amendment, and they didn't back down, but politely decided to stand their ground. And by standing up for their rights, they also stood up for your rights on freedom of speech and expression. And on today's episode, we have Jaden Rodriguez, who is the 12-year-old who had the Gadsden flag on his backpack, and his mom, Eden Rodriguez. Jaden and Eden, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's awesome to meet both of you. First of all, we live right next to each other here in Colorado Springs, but such a great story that I see. You know, we were talking before we started here. Most adults aren't willing to pay the price to stand up for the First Amendment or for liberty. Most adults aren't doing it, and certainly the younger generation isn't. Jaden, what made you willing to stand up and say, you know, that's just not right?
I guess my gut told me, hey, I think they're infringing on your First Amendment of freedom of speech. Also reading the Tuttle Twins books, kudos to the author, his name is Connor Boyack.
Yeah, Connor Boyack. We've had him on the show. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. And yeah, reading those definitely gave me a firm grasp on liberty and my rights.
Yeah. So what made you decide that you even wanted to have one of the Gadsden flags patches on your backpack?
I guess I collect patches. I have also I guess I like patches in general. Also, it's I guess I know a lot of the Revolutionary War, and I've Tuttlequin's also interlinked to that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a patch collector, like I said, and also.
He's had these patches on his backpack for like years, since fourth grade, I think.
Different patches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a Velcro backpack. And so like you can take some off and put some on. And there's been so many on there that just, you know, we've come and go, or we got another one. Oh, this one has a giant bison. Let's put that on there. Like this one has, you know, a fish. Let's put that on there. Just it's been we have so many patches at home that it's just, you know, sometimes like we've rotated through, but a lot of them have stuck there. As like favorites, you know?
Right. Now, this is Cassius, by the way. Cassius, yes. Is Cassius or you the bigger troublemaker, Jaden?
Cassius.
Cassius, are you sure?
Yes.
Uh-oh, man, they better watch out if Cassius is a bigger troublemaker than Jaden. So you'd been wearing these patches for a long time, right?
Yeah, ever since fifth grade. They haven't had a problem with that. I've gotten compliments. And just as I'm getting into seventh grade, new lockers, new friends, new subjects, all of a sudden I'm called to the office, and I'm like, am I in trouble? And they're like, your patches are inappropriate. And I was confused because I've had these patches ever since fourth grade. Nobody's ever had a problem with it. I've had teachers compliment it, high schoolers compliment it. Just random kids complimenting it. I don't understand.
Yeah, it didn't cause a distraction for 2 years. It was just like, you know, another backpack. There's kids with Batman stuff, Superman, Spider-Man. Like, his was just a bunch of patches on his backpack.
Yeah. So was the Gadsden flag patch on there all that time, or just for
the red patch with the little kid cartoon snake was?
Uh-huh.
It said, "Don't step on me," or
"No,
don't step.
Tell on me." It's a cartoony meme,
like a kid version of the Gadsden flag.
Not uh-huh. The no step on snake, which I enjoy.
Connoisseur
of Gadsden flag patches. It was just a cartoony don't tell on me. It's kind of like it's a joke.
Now, you know, first of all, let me back up. You don't like rattlesnakes, do you?
I would not like one bit biting me, no.
No, okay, because I can't stand snakes. And I'm just like, I just do not like rattlesnakes. I don't like any snake, but I do like the Gadsden flag. I think it's a cool flag. Especially the history of it. Did you know the history of the Gadsden flag?
Yeah, it was a Revolutionary War flag invented by Christopher Gadsden.
Yeah.
Flown by the many parts of the Navy, the as well as the Marines fly it too. And when I was trying to explain it to them, they were like, "I'm not going to argue with you," and just abrupt put a stop to it. And they're like, "You can wait in the office." And I'm like, "Can I please go back to class?" And they're like, "You can go back to class, just you, but not your backpack nor the patch." I mean.
So what did you say then when they said that to you? Did you say, "Let's call my mom"? Or
I'm like, I'm going to talk to my parent about this because, like, no offense, I'm not just going to do this obscene rule that you're going to have
right.
to apply to me due to my patches. Without double checking with my mom, see if are they actually gonna enforce me? I was thinking, I was daydreaming at this point. Gadsden flag related to slavery? Excuse me?
Yeah, because you'd studied history, and that didn't make any sense to you hearing that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I got the call from him, he said that they had a problem with his patches and that I needed to come in, and I was like, okay. And I was thinking it was the Saint. The St. Michael, the Archangel patch that you have on there. Because it has a sword. And so I was like, it's a weapon, you know, that they probably
sure.
want him to remove that. And I was thinking like, but I feel like since that's a religious symbol, can they do that? I'll go in there and I'll, you know, let's have a conversation and see where it goes. And then in the little area, once I like beeped into the office, the dean was there, and Jaden Kidd came up to me, and he's like, "Hey, so I feel like my rights are being violated right now." And I was like, "Okay." And I was like, "And why? What's going on?" And he's like, "So the Gadsden patch, like they want me to take off the Gadsden patch." And I was like, "What?" Like, and it's I have a video of this, and in the background, you can kind of see it's like a Betsy Ross flag. Mm-hmm. And it says something about like your actions are like, or your character is made up of your actions. And in the background, I was like, Jane has a good character. Go ahead. But yeah, I thought it was just like weird. You know, here's two old revolutionary era flags, you know, in the office while he's getting in trouble for this. This is so weird.
Yeah.
And so I went in to talk to them, and that's the famous, you know, clip that, you know, she's all like, well, the don't tread on me, you know, the Gadsden flag, like.
Right.
Yes, the don't tread on me. It was like the Gadsden flag. I was in awe, too. So
and this all happened in a day. Like, he just, like, you had no warning that this was coming. It was just, they called him into the office, and it was done right then, right?
Yeah, I was trying to do some grocery shopping.
Just a normal day, and then, like.
Even then, I was all, like, I remember being in there, and I argued with them for a bit, and I, like, you know, presented my argument, and they still were like, nope, nope. And I was like, well, let me talk to someone else. Let's bring in Jeff Yoakum. And so she left to go get him. There was another dean that was in there, or that was the vice principal that everyone saw. The dean was in there too. And he's a person of color like me. So I was like, do you really think that this is racist? Like, this is weird, right? Like, and he's like, well, no one's saying it's racist. And I was like, no, I feel like, you know, attached to slavery, like it kind of gives that like,
sure,
you know, connotation that you're calling it racist. And it just doesn't make sense. And he's like, well, you know, we can regulate patches on the people's backpacks. And I was like, okay, but what about cars? You know, there's a car out there with like some don't tread on trans kids or don't mess with trans kids sticker out there. What's the difference between that and his thing? It's the same thing. I think they should both be allowed. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying like the teacher needs to keep her thoughts to herself. But like if that's allowed and he's like, well, the kids don't see that. I'm like, that's by the crosswalk. Like they see that every time they transition. They've got to.
Mm-hmm. So when you went in, you decided to record this, which I'm glad you did. I think that this whole thing would turn out different if you hadn't done that. But did she know you were recording? Did she not want you to record any of that?
They didn't know originally, but when she was walking out to get Jeff Yoakum, her and the dean like did a double take when they saw my mom recording. They were like nervous.
Yeah, I had it in
they
the stroller
like,
thing.
Definitely scared.
Didn't they at some point try and say it wasn't about the Gadsden flag? That didn't they try and?
They
reverse?
Had backtracked. I saw that statement that was like he had semi-automatic weapons on his backpack, and I think they worded it like that, like not semi-automatic, and that's a big word that makes people scared trying to like that language is.
Well, and she clearly said it was the Gadsden flag.
No, the whole thing was over the flag. And would it have happened if he didn't have, like, the FPC patch on there or the Pac-Man stuff?
I think it was a teacher originally who commented. I asked the identity, but they wanted to keep it anonymous. She apparently had a problem with it, and that's what
he thinks it's a girl.
Started.
That's funny.
So... by the way, that's a good-looking American Potential ball cap that you have on. That's
like
a nice-looking one. There you go. You wear it with pride. When this happened, I'm sure it took courage for you to do it. And since then, what's the reaction been? I mean, obviously, you've gotten to meet a lot of really cool people. You've gotten a lot of attention about doing the right thing. And I'm glad about that because, as I said, I think a lot of times – people don't do the right thing. It's always sometimes harder to do the right thing and to stand up for what you believe is right. But has there been other people who, like other kids and stuff, who said, oh, you shouldn't have done that? Or what's that been like?
It's definitely mixed. I think the parents are pushing their views on their children and then they push those on me. Some are supportive. Some, however, are definitely not. There's this kid in history class, and he said, I think there's some way to cancel you. I'm going to try. I'm like, go ahead. Okay. And when I was walking to lunch, I hold the door for people. I mean, I don't know why. It's just, I think it's
because
a good
it's polite.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And this girl, well, she was walking by when I was walking to lunch. I'm normally the last because I hold the door for my school. She's like, your mom is such an attention seeker. She acts like she's three. I'm like, well, you have a good day. But she was Then she just continued on, but I just walked and want to waste my time on her rather than eating my lunch.
Yeah. You know what? I try and, what did you say? That the parents try and what? What did you say? Try and imprint their viewpoint on the kids. I try and do that too with my kids, but I try and teach them about to be tolerant of other people's viewpoints, right? Because that's what freedom of speech is about, right? Is to be tolerant. You would not want somebody else's patch if you didn't agree with it. You wouldn't want the school to stop them from having that patch, would you?
No, it's their First Amendment right. I mean, I see pride pins on the backpacks and the in the hallways, but if I can't have my Gadsden flag, then if you take my freedom of speech away from me, then is that amendment? Can you only give it away to certain people? Why can they show their flags? It's fine. It's their First Amendment right, but I can't show mine. It seems like they're definitely limiting.
Yeah, the First Amendment's for all of us, isn't it?
Yes.
And we have to have tolerance of other people's views. It's easy for me to say that you should be able to say something that I agree with. That's easy. That's crazy. But it's different for somebody to have to say, I should be tolerant of something somebody else says. I mean, that's kind of what the First Amendment was about, is to respect those disagreements, right?
In the beginning, I had gone on, I shouldn't have, my old man's Facebook account, and I looked at what the moms were saying, and there was a mom I feel like I've talked to before, and, had like an hour conversation, it felt like, and we just talked about, a bunch of different stuff, the curriculum. I guess they do teach them about Karl Marx, but just in a relation to, like, they teach them about, like, capitalism, too. And just, I don't have a problem with that. Because that is, a historical thing that they should learn about.
Yeah.
But in the comment, like, it said, like, how would you feel if it was, like, a, anti-police patch or a Confederate flag patch? And I responded, I would be okay with Confederate flag patch, and I would actually be okay with like a 1312 or like an ACAB thing. That's their freedom of speech too. And like, no matter what, even if I don't agree with it, and it's not, we've gotten to a place in society where words are considered violence and images are considered violence. Facebook and Instagram ban you over anything. TikTok, you can't have guns on there or something, I think, is a law. Bumble won't allow you to post, it's like a dating site, won't allow you to post gun pictures, of you shooting. Like, if that's your hobby or if that's your business, what, like, it's ridiculous. And I feel like freedom of speech is already so under attack right now.
Yeah.
He's trying to slide down, but.
It's okay. Let him slide down.
Yeah, I'm seeing that.
So we were talking before this. Connor Boyack, who's the author of The Tuttle Twins, has been a guest on this show, and he's the creator of The Tuttle Twins. And you grew up kind of reading The Tuttle Twins, right?
Yeah.
With your family?
When I was 6 or 7 years old, my mom had had me answer questions. The Law was the very first book I read, and that just introduced me to this wonderful world of Tuttle Twin books. Mm-hmm. And we've done this little curriculum, and it's just helped me understand the concepts of liberty and my rights. And I guess it's like a sword to defend me, I guess, from this wild world of monsters, I guess I could put it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's well, the kid's point of view, but that's perfect.
That's right. Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. Are there other kids at school that, I mean, obviously you talked about the ones who maybe don't agree, but have you had other kids that do agree? I'll bet you have.
The day after this happened, when I came back, kids were printing, "Don't tread on me," and put it on their locker. And like, but the next day, I don't know what the policy is. They tore down every last one. I'm sure they definitely have a grudge with that symbol now, but they tore down the papers from every last one of their lockers, and that's odd. I mean, at this, I see kids decorating the inside of their lockers with magnets and pictures. If they can't have it on the outside, should they have it on the inside? It's just, they definitely limit what you can say, what you can put on your backpack. It's just, it's like a social media site. You can't say anything that they don't agree with.
Yeah. Now, the school, though, did back down. It's a charter school, so it's chartered by, it's got a, its own board of directors. And they did mostly back down, is that right?
Yeah, they allowed me to wear it.
Yeah, they allowed you to wear it, like the next day, I think.
Yeah, they called it an emergency board meeting that day that I, he was going to do the sit-in. And,
I want to talk about that.
Out. Yeah. They called a board meeting that day. When Connor, I think he posted out at 8 or something, and that's when we were sitting in the district office waiting to speak with Claudio to see if we could convince him to let him wear the patch. And he was in a meeting, and then I was like, well, does it look like he's going to see you? It's like, do I get him to school? What would you do? I asked the lady, and she's like, I don't think he's going to see you for a long time. And I was like, okay, well, I'll go home. And we just drove back to Vanguard and, like, sat in the car and was like, what are we going to do? Like, you know, like, are you going to go? Like, are you? And he's like, I want to go. And I was like, okay. And what if they tell you, like, you know, and he's like, I'm just going to sit into my, in my chair and say, teach me, teacher. And like, I was like, so a sit-in, but they might like arrest you. You know, that's what happened, you know, many years ago with sit-ins. Mm-hmm. And then at that point I was looking through my phone and, Governor Polick or the Polis, was, had just responded. Thanks for correcting me on that. The left wingers.
He corrects you on who the governor of Colorado is.
the lefties are on Twitter and everything are saying that I brainwash him, but he's an influencer too.
Sounds
with me.
Like he might be brainwashing you. Huh? Yeah.
He has his views where he breaks down some of mine a little bit. We have our disagreements on stuff. Immigration is one of those, and he's firm on his, and I'm just a little more like different. And I don't, and that's okay. We can disagree and. We can still love each other. Like, I feel like the world needs more of that.
But, right.
Yeah.
So,
Polis. Yes. So he had just commented on that. And I was like, maybe he pardons you. Like, if you do get arrested, that could happen. And he's like, all right, I'm going to school. And I was like, good luck, man. And so I just parked outside of school and like bit my fingers and was like all bubbly in my tummy, thinking that like my kid's going to go to jail. And experience like other kids, like, what you in for? And he'd be like, my patch.
My patch. Now, one of the things that I really was impressed with in the video that I saw was you did it in a very respectful way, right? I mean, I don't think, you know, a lot of times people, they believe their rights are being violated or something, and they just go ballistic and, you know, try and turn it into a scene. You didn't do that at all. You said, well, I want to call my mom, right, and talk to my mom when they first brought this up to you. And then when she came in the video, you just kind of sat there, right? You didn't, did you say much?
Other kids can wear American flags, pride flags. I mean, that's their freedom of speech. I was just confused why I can't wear this patch, but the other kids can wear those.
Right.
Like, at this point, allow the Nazi or communist flag, but not mine? Like, geez.
Yeah. Now that, but see, the way you asked the question was pretty respectful, right? You just asked the administrator of the school, you know, why would the rules apply differently? I mean, you didn't throw a big fit or make a bit, and neither did you. I mean, I thought it was a very respectful way in which you do it. And I wish that more people would do that, would be respectful in the way they push back. That's how we win these debates and arguments. But you were willing to go, assuming the next day you thought they might even arrest you? Were you concerned about that?
I mean, I just wanted an education, which they were denying me over my Gadsden flag. Like, I thought they were going to call the police, because, like, that's the go-to if your student is doing something obscene, apparently, to your point of view.
Yeah, but you'd be on the, like, I supported him because I knew he'd be on the right side of history. Like, even if, you know, the culture war keeps going the other way and things just progressively get worse, I think, you know, in my heart, like, I would know that he did the right thing.
Yeah.
And if we have to deal with, like, jail and those charges, then, like, he's doing the right thing. So,
yeah.
Worth it.
Yeah, well, and, you know, I think the way that you reacted and the support that you gave Jaden as well is very commendable, because a lot of parents, I know a lot of them, they say, I don't know, I don't want you to be that kid, or I don't want, and you didn't do that. So you should be commended as a parent to stand up in a respectful way and, you know, kind of challenge the challenge the system. So that was great too.
Yeah, it was hard. I had a wall of text messages in the morning from I woke up to from my mom, and she was like, "You better take that patch off his backpack. You're jeopardizing his education."
Even your mom.
Yeah, she was not for it originally. Now that, you know, everything, you know, kind of worked out our way-ish, she's a lot more like, "We're proud of you, Jaden. Like, even you've been right all along. Like, I just didn't believe in you."
How great. That's great,
it's
though.
It's funny. Well, he kind of influences me. Like, I've definitely influenced her over the years. I've been able to shift and change her perspective on a lot of things. She used to not be pro-gun at all. And I've kind of, like, showed her, like, I've just talked to her. Like, just conversations over and over. And, like, not getting upset. It helps eventually just change minds.
Yeah. But as you know, the First Amendment is there to prevent the government from infringing upon our rights, right? It's not freedom of speech isn't that's protected in the First Amendment. Isn't like me protecting, you know, you saying something to me. It's like the government can't stop us from doing this. This is a government school. And like you recognize that. That's really impressive. So you've been back in school, right, since then? And what's that been like?
It's the teachers. If I were a liberal teacher, I'd definitely be upset with this kid who stood up for his rights. No. And they're definitely upset, that's for sure. Some kids are supportive, but others are not.
But you have a lot more support than you did in the beginning, I would think. Like, he came home when they were harassing him about the FPC patch and was like, I had talked with a friend or a classmate about it, and the classmate said,
"You should just take it off."
Yeah, you should just take it off. Like, and he said, like, "It's my First Amendment right, though." And the kid was like, "F your First Amendment right. F freedom of speech." What else did he say?
Yeah,
leave out the F word.
He's just F your First Amendment and whatnot. And, like, you do realize that the Constitution is the only thing, well, one of the only things preventing the government from infringing on our rights, right? And he's like, "Well, I don't care. You should just take it the patch off." And he just rambled on about how you have to, the expectations are you need to follow rules and whatnot.
Yeah.
It's... Well, look.
It goes back to that law book. That's the very first Tuttle Twin book, and it's the laws are supposed to be there to, you know, protect, you know, your rights and keep people safe, kind of. And it's just the society that has fallen to what's the book called that I read? The Coddling of the American Mind. Have you read that?
I haven't.
You
but
have
I've heard
to
about
read
it. Yeah,
it.
I've
it's
heard,
so
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
It's just about how back when safe spaces started, the safe space thing started because they were having a debate on campus about essay culture in America, and is America a essay culture country? And someone was arguing no on the basis that, like, have you been to Middle Eastern countries where they kill the woman for that? And here, you know, it happens, but, like, it's not, you know, all the woman's fault. And, you know, it's a lot better over here. And they had a room filled with puppies and Play-Doh and bubbles. And that's when freedom of speech and everything started to be, like, hushed up on campuses. And, like, the concern about people's feelings started to, like, let's care about, like, you know, these words could hurt someone. And people don't have the logic. They're at a college, you know? And that's another thing I brought up at the school was, like, classical education, it's the trivium. So with the grammar stage for the babies, he's in the logic stage, and then it's the rhetoric stage. Sorry.
It's okay.
In the logic stage, kids should be able to use logic to be all like, okay, well, you know, is this flag going to hurt me? And, you know, what does it represent? And, you know, if he's saying, you know, it's this, and he doesn't mean it in this way, should I be physically hurt? You know, and emotionally distraught
right.
over this, you know, they should be able to use their logic to, like, move past that and get over it. And, I was just shocked that they were making such a big deal out of that and not even allowing him to get his books because it could, you know, upset another student.
Mm-hmm.
Was just, if you read that book, it's gone so far, and it's just, I mean, this gives me hope, this win,
right.
Which has cost a lot, just family, you know, distress. There's a lot of family members that don't agree with me or what I did. My dad's proud of me. My mom's proud of me. I guess that's all I care about. But yeah, it's I console myself with that. Like, this is a huge win. Like, schools all around will think twice before they say, like, no, that's racist. You can't do that.
Right. Right. Well, again, thank you for standing up for the First Amendment. That's awesome. And thanks to Eden for emboldening your son to stand up for the First Amendment and for the things that really matter.
Yeah, I'm proud of him.
Yeah, you should be proud of him.
Yeah, if you want to see those pictures, my Instagram is Based Backpack Boy.
Is what?
Based Backpack Boy.
Based?
Yeah.
B-A-S-E-D.
Mm-hmm.
Backpack Boy?
Yes.
Look at this guy. He's a promoter, isn't he?
Yeah.
What do you want to do with your life? What are you going to be when you grow up?
I mean, I look forward to running for the president of the United States.
Okay, sounds good. I mean, you might as well shoot as high as you can, huh? That's mm-hmm. awesome. Are you going to defend the First Amendment as president?
Definitely.
Even people on the left who
yeah.
you might disagree with?
I mean, it applies to everyone. You can't censor it just because you don't agree with their beliefs. It's just to everyone, not just to some people.
Well, yeah, and if your argument is good, then you should be able to use words and talk to people. And if you're right, you should be able to persuade people that, you know, this is truth and this is good and this
yeah.
is like, you should like my idea. It's beautiful, you know?
That's right. So, but when you're the president of the United States, will you still be nice to me if I'm still around then?
Yes, I will invite you to my fancy dinner parties.
Oh, awesome. Okay, man. Thank you. Thanks, both of you, for being with us. And Cassius didn't tear apart the studio yet, right? We're still good?
Yeah, hopefully.
We're good for now. I guess we better sign off before he does, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for joining us again on American Potential. And again, it's because of people like Jaden and Eden and others who stand up and defend the First Amendment. And again, they defend it for everyone, even for people that they disagree with. So thanks to heroes. This is really, in my view, Jaden is a hero for doing this. And he did it in a respectful way, and that's important too. Listen, liberty is precious. Stand up and defend it. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for listening to American Potential. You may listen to more stories from Americans working every day to expand freedom and opportunity in their communities by visiting AmericanPotential.com.